们首先祝愿在座的母亲们妈妈们节日快乐。
So first of all, wish every mother here a happy Mother's Day.
好，我们一起先来读一处圣经的经文。
Let's read the scripture on the screen.
好，我们请弟兄姊妹起立，我们一起来读屏幕上圣经的经文。
Stand up and read scripture on the screen.
我们一起看到屏幕上圣经的经文，我们一起来读约翰福音的16:21。
Let's read together.
约翰福音16:21起。妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了，既生了孩子，就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你赐给我们每一个人都有我们在地上的母亲来养育、来生育、来养育我们。
Thank you for giving us our earthly mother. Each one of us, our earthly mother that has brought us into this life and taking care of us.
我们也愿我们的神来加添我们母亲的信心、热心、爱心和智慧。
May God give every mother the faith and love and wisdom.
让我们的母亲们在这地上也能够按着神的心意把祝福带给她的儿女，也带给她的家庭。
So the mothers can bring blessings to her sons and daughters and the families according to the will of God.
我们这样的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
阿门。好，弟兄姊妹，请坐。
Please be seated.
今年的母亲节来，对我来说有一点特别。
This year, Mother's Day is a little bit special for me.
就是前几天呢，就是我接到我姐姐的消息，就是我的妈妈这段时间呢，她的身体状况非常不好。
Few days ago, I received a message from my sister, and my mother was not very well these days.
我妈妈跟我姐姐，就是现在是住在这个中国大陆的一个养老院里面。然后我姐姐呢，跟我妈妈住在一起，然后就一直照顾我妈妈。
My sister has been living with my mother in a nursing home in China, and my sister has been there taking care of my mother.
因为我妈妈她这个就身体状况，她一周要做三次这个。血液透析。
And because my mother's physical condition, and she has to receive at least three times of hemodialysis in a week.
那么，但是因为她现在呢，这种身体状况越来越差，所以她这个透析呢，很有可能就没有办法继续做下去了。
Because of her current physical condition, she probably couldn't continue for her hemodialysis.
对一个就是一直依赖这个血液透析治疗的病人来说，如果这个透析没有办法继续，那就是可能就是非常严重的一件事情了。
Because she had been depending on that treatment, if she couldn't continue the treatment, probably it's been very critical for her.
所以我姐姐告诉我，希望我赶紧回去，就是看望一下我妈妈。
So my sister asked me and hoped I could go back to visit my mom.
后来我就在我微信上面跟我妈妈通话的时候，我就告诉她，我过两天就回来了。
And I told my mom as we chatting, and that I will go back to visit her.
然后我妈妈她说，哎呀，她非常非常高兴啊，知道我要回去看她。
And my mother was very glad that I could go back to visit her.
但同时我也知道她身上的病痛还是非常非常疼痛的。
But I know that she is in great pain.
所以我今天也是。就是感激神，震惊上帝的恩典，上帝对我们无微不至的爱。
So today I am amazed at the God's great love to us.
我还在想，我回去看妈妈，我妈妈身上这个病痛每天就是很疼的，很疼，我怎么办呢？神就 让我今天碰到一个弟兄，这个弟兄就正好他就告诉我，他所用的一种这种去疼的这种药物，很有效。
And I was worried about when I go back to China, my mom must be in great pain in her body. And today, and I encountered a brother, and he told me that there is a pain reliever that would be very useful for this situation.
我相信这是上帝对我真是无微不至的爱，就这么一点小事情，神都安排让我有机会可以就是。可以帮助我妈妈，可以减轻一下她的身体的病痛。
I know this God's great love for me, and even in this such a small incident, and God has made arrangements so that I can know that this treatment might be helpful to relieve my mother's pain.
啊，所以在接下来的三个礼拜呢，就是我会暂时的离开，那么会有我们教会的执事同工们一起来服侍神。
So in the next 3 weeks, I will leave for China, and deacons in our church will take care of the service and the sermons and messages.
今天是母亲节，虽然我一刚开始说的话，可能有些人听得有点沉重哦，但是还是祝愿在座的母亲们节日快乐。
And today is Mother's Day, though what I just mentioned and shared is a little bit heavy for some of us, but I still wish every mother a happy Mother's Day.
但是如果我们诚实的来思想母亲这个角色，母亲这个身份就是很沉重的。就是不轻松的。
But honestly, we talk about the mothers and being mother is not a light topic.
你成为母亲了，你就不是一个小姑娘了。你成为母亲了，你就不是总要别人来照顾你，你要去照顾别人了。
If you become a mother, you're no longer a girl, and if you become a mother, you have to take care of others instead of being taken care of.
母亲不是一个轻松的角色，母亲就是很沉重的。
Being a mother is not an easy job, and being a mother carry heavy burdens.
有时候我跟一些弟兄开玩笑啊，因为我的妻子这段时间不是回国嘛，她明天会回来，然后她一回来我就会走啊。
And sometimes I joke with some brothers, and because my wife is not here, and he will come back from China tomorrow night, and after she came back, I will leave.
所以我妻子我孩子的妈妈这段时间不在的时候，我开玩笑，我是又当爹又当妈。
So when my wife, the mother of my child is not here, for this period of time, I've been a father and a mother at the same time.
所以我也有一点点体会，当妈妈真是不容易。
So I felt a little bit of the hardness of being a mother.
母亲。神给母亲一个神圣的使命，就是要把生命带到这个世界上来，就是要生孩子。
God has given mothers a holy mission to bring their children into this world.
首先，就是十月怀胎，这是非常非常难受、漫长的一段时间，负重。
First of all, being pregnant for 10 months is a very long and hard time and carrying heavy burdens.
然后生孩子是非常非常痛苦的。
And childbearing is a very painful thing.
神对女人说，我必多多加增你怀胎的苦楚，你生产儿女必多受苦楚。怀胎就是很痛苦，生孩子更痛苦。
Childbearing is painful, and delivering the child is even painful.
就是如果你去看医生，有时候会看到医生这个办公室上会贴的那个疼痛的那个等级区分，最高就是十级。那有人说，这个十级疼痛就是女人生孩子的那个疼痛。
If you go to see a doctor and you will see the doctor's office, there's a pain scales from 0 to 10, and Level 10 is, some people say, is the pain of childbearing, child delivery.
我们男人 没有经历过那样的疼痛。
Mary has never experienced that pain.
啊，所以我一直认为，女性的忍耐力啊，远远比男人强。
So I believe that women have more of a bearance than men.
啊，女性比男人更坚强啊。
Women usually are stronger than men.
啊，因为女性她要为儿女的生命负责任呢。
And the women should be responsible for their children.
那当然了，孩子出生以后就是养育，那是非常非常重的担子。
And after babies were born and taking care of them, bringing them up is even a great burden.
所以有人说。母亲这个角色呢，就是很沉重，甚至是痛苦的，这并不过分。当母亲就是不轻松，甚至是会承受很多痛苦。
So some people say that being a mother is a heavy task and even a painful task.
我们刚才提到很多可能母亲上就是身体生理上要承受的一些痛苦，但是更大的痛苦呢，当然是妈妈的心为了孩子。会承受很多很多的痛苦。
We just talk about the mother's pains in physically, but mothers sometimes they even have to suffer emotional pains for their children.
有时候妈妈的心就是我们的孩子就牵动妈妈的心，有时候妈妈心中的痛苦就是为了她的孩子而痛苦而忧虑操心吧。
The children usually touch the mother's heart, and the mother have to worry about their children.
我们看到一个母亲，她想的最多的事，往往不是她自己，而是她孩子。
What mother think of most is not usually themselves, but their children.
圣经中记载了这样的一位母亲，她非常非常爱自己的孩子，然后呢，她想尽一切办法要把最好的给到自己的孩子。
The Bible has recorded such a mother who loved her child very much and he did everything she could to give the best to her child.
但是呢，这个爱孩子的妈妈呢，结果却承受非常大的痛苦，而且她所爱的这个儿子也承受极大的痛苦。
But this mother who loved her child so much has suffered a lot of pains, but and also the son, her child also suffered a lot.
为什么会这样呢？因为她的这种爱是不合真理的爱，是一种溺爱，是一种错误的爱。结果这种爱不仅让她自己痛苦，让她的孩子也痛苦。
Because her love was not grounded in truth, her love is kind of indulgent and misguided love, and this love has brought herself and her son a lot of pain.
那么这个母亲是谁呢？就是雅各的妈妈，以撒的妻子利百加。
This is Jacob's mother and Isaac's wife Rebecca.
好，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文我把这个妈妈所做的事情给大家来读一遍。
And the scriptures are on the screen. I will read these scriptures and read the story to you.
这段经文是记载在创世纪的27:1-15，大家可以看到屏幕上的经文，我给大家读一下。
I will read to you these verses.
以撒年老，眼睛昏花，不能看见，就叫了他大儿子以扫来说：“我儿。”以扫说：“我在这里。”他说：“我如今老了，不知道哪一天死。现在拿你的器械，就是箭囊和弓，往田野去为我打猎，照我所爱的做成美味，拿来给我吃，使我在未死之先给你祝福。”以撒对他儿子以扫说话，利百加也听见了。以扫往田野去打猎，要得野味带来。利百加就对他儿子雅各说：“我听见你父亲对你哥哥以扫说，你去把野兽带来，做成美味给我吃，我好在未死之先在耶和华面前为你祝福。现在我儿，你要照我所吩咐你的，听从我的话。你到羊群里去，给我拿两只肥山羊羔来，我便照你父亲所爱的 给他做成美味，你拿到你父亲那里给他吃，使他在未死之先给你祝福。雅各对他母亲利百加说，我哥哥以扫浑身是有毛的，我身上是光滑的，倘若我父亲摸着我，必以我为欺哄人的，我就招咒诅，不得祝福。他母亲对他说，我儿，你招的咒诅归到我身上，你只管听我的话，去把羊羔给我拿来。他便去拿来交给他母亲，他母亲就照他父亲所爱的做成美味。利百加又把家里所存大儿子以扫上好的衣服给他小儿子雅各穿上，又用山羊羔皮包在雅各的手上和颈项的光滑处，就把所做的美味和饼交在他儿子雅各的手里。雅各到他父亲那里说，我父亲。他说，我在这里，我儿，你是谁？雅各对他父亲说，我是你的长子以扫，我已照你所吩咐我的行了，请起来坐着吃我的野味，好给我祝福。以撒对他儿子说，我儿，你如何找得这么快呢？他说，因为耶和华你的神使我遇见好机会得着的。以撒对雅各说，我儿，你近前来，我摸摸你，知道你真是我儿子以扫不是。雅各就挨近他父亲以撒，以撒摸着他说，声音是雅各的声音，手却是以扫的手。以撒就辨不出他来，因为他手上有毛，像他哥哥以扫的手一样，就给他祝福，又说，你真是我儿子以扫吗？他说，我是。以撒说，你递给我，我好吃我儿子的野味，给你祝福。雅各就递给他，他便吃了，又拿酒给他，他也喝了。啊，那么这段经文呢，就记载了利百加就是怂恿教唆他的儿子雅各去撒谎啊，去欺骗利百加的丈夫，也就是雅各的父亲以撒这段事情。
The scriptures recorded the story of the mother Rebecca taught his son Jacob to deceive his father Isaac.
这个利百加当然是非常爱自己的儿子雅各了。
Rebecca of course loved her son Jacob.
她这种爱甚至是可以说是一种愿意牺牲自己的爱。
We could call this kind of love a sacrificial love.
因为雅各就说，我们这样去骗爸爸不好吧，一旦被爸爸发现了，那爸爸要咒诅，那不是祝福啊。
Because Jacob said it's not good that we deceive our father like this, because if it's found, then it will bring curse on us.
结果这个妈妈怎么说呢？
What did the mother say?
她说，我们就这样去骗，你放心，如果要咒诅，我来承受。
And the mother said, do not worry, do it, but if there is curse, let the curse be fall on me.
所以这个妈妈真的是爱她的孩子，甚至愿意为她的孩子去承受咒诅，她都愿意的。
So this mother loved her child and even would be willing to suffer curse for her son.
所以今天有很多这样的妈妈。
There are many such mothers today.
真的为了孩子，甚至可以牺牲自己，舍弃自己，就是为了孩子好啊。
They're willing to sacrifice or deny themselves for the sake of their children.
这种爱当然是非常真诚的，非常真实的。
We see this kind of love, of course, is very sincere.
但这种爱却是不合真理的。
But it's not grounded in truth.
后来果然，那么他们这一次，妈妈教唆儿子一起去撒谎去骗自己的丈夫或者骗孩子的父亲，结果带来极深的痛苦。
And as a result, when the mother together with her son, they deceived the father, and it brought a lot of pain to them.
结果他们的那个雅各的哥哥以扫回来，这件事情就暴露了嘛。那么雅各就逃跑了。
When Jacob's brother Esau came back, and this thing was exposed, and as a result, Jacob fled.
结果雅各呢，就逃到他的舅舅那儿，就他妈妈的这个兄弟那里去。
And Jacob fled to his uncle, his mother's brother.
结果他就被他的舅舅骗。
And he was deceived by his uncle.
他骗他的父亲骗一次，结果雅各被他舅舅骗十次。
He deceived his father once, but he was deceived by his uncle 10 times.
雅各是一个骗子，结果他碰到的人就骗他。
Jacob was a deceiver, but he encountered people who deceived him.
雅各不是骗自己的父亲吗？
Jacob deceived his own father.
结果雅各自己的孩子就联合起来骗雅各。当他做爸爸的时候，他的孩子也骗他。
And when Jacob became a father, and his children together, they deceived his father, Jacob.
我们知道后来雅各当他年老了，他的十个儿子联合起来骗他这个老父亲雅各。
When Jacob was old, 10 of his sons together deceived their father Jacob.
我们知道雅各当他年轻的时候，被自己妈妈教唆怂恿去骗他自己的父亲，也就是骗一次，然后第二天就揭晓了，谎言就戳破了。
And we know that when Jacob was young, and he was taught by his mother to deceive his father, and the second day, that lie was exposed.
后来呢，这个以撒发现，哎呀，他被自己的老婆骗，被自己的儿子骗，当然心里是很痛苦了。但这个痛苦呢，也毕竟就是第二天就结束了，就很快就发现了嘛。
And Isaac was very painful because he found out that he was deceived by his wife and by his son, but the second day he realized that.
结果后来，当雅各自己成为了老父亲，当他发现他的十个儿子联合起来骗他，他是过了多久才发现？他过了几十年才发现。
But when Jacob grew old and he found out that all of her sons together deceived him, that was after many, many years, dozens of years.
那他的十个儿子就是把这个雅各最喜欢的儿子，就是那个约瑟，就卖到埃及了。然后他们回来就一直骗父亲，说约瑟死了，被野兽吃了。这个谎言就一直欺骗这个雅各，欺骗了差不多20多年。
The 10 sons of Jacob deceived their father, Jacob's most beloved son, Joseph. They actually sold him to Egypt, but they deceived their father that his beloved son has been slain by animals. And this cheating has lasted dozens of years.
所以我们想象当雅各发现他的儿子几个儿子啊，不是一个，这么多儿子联合起来骗他，骗这么多年，他心里是多么多么的痛苦啊！
And we can imagine and how painful Jacob was when she found out that so many of his sons has deceived him for so many years.
因为他曾经也让他的父亲这样痛苦过。
Because he had ever brought his own father into such pain.
所以我们看到上帝是公义公平的上帝，你做骗子你也被人骗，而且是加倍的骗，你让人家痛苦，你的欺骗让别人痛苦，你也会被骗得很痛苦，而且是加倍的痛苦。
When God is just and righteous, and when you deceive others and bring other people into such a pain of being deceived, and you will fall into the same pain again.
为什么雅各一生中要承受这么多的痛苦，要承受这么多的欺骗呢？
Why did Jacob have to suffer so many pains and so many deceits?
因为他曾经骗自己的父亲。
Because he had cheated and deceived his father.
为什么他要去骗自己的父亲呢？
Why did he deceive his father?
因为他有一个很爱他的妈妈。
Because he had a mother who loved him very much.
这个爱他的妈妈让他去骗。
His mother who loved him so much asked him to deceive his father.
当然我说这个爱是加引号的，不是真正的爱。
I'm talking about this quoted love.
所以我们今天来思想母亲。母亲会影响孩子的一生。
Today we will talk about mothers, as mothers will influence their children for a lifetime.
她不仅是把孩子的生命 带到这个世界上来，他也塑造孩子的生命。
Not only do they bring their children's life, bring their children into this life, and they also mold their children's life.
甚至这个孩子一生之久，要承受的，要经历的。这个母亲要承担很大的责任。
And what the children will experience and suffer in the whole lifetime, and the mothers should be responsible for that.
因为利百加对他的儿子的这种爱，这种不合真理的爱。
Because of Rebecca's love for her son, this love is not grounded in truth.
他确实是想让儿子得到。一切的祝福确实是希望儿子一辈子都好啊，结果他这种爱结果让他儿子受了很多很多的苦。
He truly wanted her son to receive all the blessings, but her love had brought a lot of pains to her son.
那这个妈妈难道就快乐吗？
Was the mother happy?
当然不是，利百加也很痛苦。
Rebecca was in great pain too.
因为他跟雅各这个谎言第二天就揭穿了，这个雅各就逃亡，然后利百加这个妈妈一直到死就再没有再见到雅各一面了。雅各是他最爱的儿子啊，一直到死都没见到了。
Because this lie was disclosed the second day, and Jacob had to flee, and from that day the mother did not see his son anymore.
所以他不是爱吗？但是他这种爱却让他再也见不到了。
Was that love? But that love had caused that he would no longer be able to see his sons for the rest of her life.
这当然让利百加可能每一天都在思念他的儿子，以泪洗面，但是没有见到。为什么？就是因为他那种不合真理的爱。
Rebecca probably missed her son every day and wept every day, but just because her ungrounded her love was not grounded in truth, and that brought this pain.
好了，我们知道这个妈妈最爱的儿子见不到，那她每天要见谁呢？
And mother Rebecca, she couldn't see her most beloved son, but who did she see every day?
她每天要见被她欺骗的丈夫。
She had to see her husband, whom she had deceived.
这个丈夫就知道，我这个老婆，我这个妻子骗过我，然后害得我就两个儿子，一个儿子逃了。
And her husband might said, "I have only two sons, and my wife had deceived me, and one of my sons had to flee."
所以这个妻子在这个家里，天天看着这样的一个丈夫。他日子很快乐吗？我相信不会吧。
When such a wife had to see her husband every day, I believe that she was not very happy.
我们不要忘了，她还每天还要面对一个恨她的儿子啊。
And do not forget that she had to face a son that the son hated her.
就她那个大儿子以扫啊。
Her older son Esau.
这个儿子每天看到这个妈妈，他怎么想这个妈妈？这个妈妈爱我吗？他不会觉得这个妈妈爱我。
And when Esau saw her mother every day, he probably couldn't think that her mother loved him.
他恨他妈妈。
He hated her mom, his mom.
这个妈妈快乐吗？我相信不会，很痛苦。
I don't think that this mother would be happy.
为什么呢？他可能说：“哇，因为我爱儿子。”
And why? Probably she saw that she loved her son.
但他这种爱却是不合真理的。
But her love was not in truth.
今天是母亲节。
And today is Mother's Day.
母亲本来就是一个很沉重的角色。当很大很大很重很重责任的角色。
And being a mother is a heavy task.
啊，我记得差不多十几年前啊，我第一次来到这个教会，第一次就是来在母亲节的时候分享母亲节的信息，第一次。
I remember tens of years ago when I first came to this church and when I delivered a message for Mother's Day for the first time.
聚会结束了以后。 有个妈妈就找到我。
And after the worship, a mother found me.
她说：“哎呀，今天是母亲节，我今天高高兴兴来到这里，我本来想过节的，想轻松的。”
And she said, "Today is Mother's Day, and came to church. I want to have a relaxed day."
后来哪知道你冯涛弟兄，你讲这些事情太沉重，你简直把我整个母亲节都毁了。我们以前从来不是这样的。
And your topic is so heavy, and you ruined my day. Our church was not like that before.
后来我再说，如果你认为我把你这一天毁了，那如果你真的把这些话听进去了，你可能不会毁了你的儿子。
And I told her that if you think that I ruined your day and you think that way, and if you listen to my words properly, you will not ruin your son.
如果你真的从圣经的话语当中来思想我对孩子的爱是不是和真理的爱，你如果我讲这些话能够让你稍微这样去思想，我哪怕把你这天毁了我都愿意。
If my words could let you think about whether your love to your children or to your son is a love in truth, and I'd rather ruin your day.
有时候你像利百家的后半生，我可以说是非常不快乐。就这个妈妈后半生非常不快乐。
Talk about Rebecca. I believe that Rebecca's second half of her life was not happy.
就是当她跟她的那个所爱的那个儿子雅各一起，做计划来骗以撒，那一天她可能还是蛮兴奋的。她在憧憬，哇，以后我这个最爱的继承了这个我老公一切的家产啊，她还是憧憬以后美好的日子啊。那一天她可能很快乐的。
On the day that when Rebecca together with her son deceived his husband Isaac, and on that day probably Rebecca was very excited and she was expecting later days, and when her son, beloved son, had received all the blessings and inheritance from his father, and will be great days for his son.
所以我们都可以想象啊，当那个妈妈就是把那个小羊羔去做好吃的，然后把这个羊皮披在这个雅各的身上，让他去骗这个以撒的时候，我们都可以想象这个利百加心里是充满了憧憬啊，充满了喜悦啊，觉得这个计划多么完美，就要成功了。
We can imagine that when the mother was planning and everything, and when she was cooking the lamb, and when she was making all the plans to, she must be very excited about the future.
我们看到这段经文，我们那时候就在想，哎呀，那个时候突然有一个人冒出去指责他，哎，你不能这样做，你这样做把你自己毁了，把你孩子毁了。如果有这么一个人去跟他讲这么一句，该多好呢？
And when we read these scriptures, we probably imagine if at that time there was a person who came to her and telling her and criticizing her that you are doing these things, it's not right, you are ruining your son's future. And it's better that someone will point out her mistakes.
后来我就在想，那李百家可能会说，哎，你走开，你走开，哎呀，你不要把我这一天毁了。
And Rebecca might answer, "But be away from me. Do not ruin my day."
妈妈就是个很沉重的角色，我们不要把她装作很轻松，一点不轻松。
Being a mother is a heavy task. Do not think of it lightly.
所以，当你年轻的女孩子，你决定要结婚，也就意味着你决定你要当妈妈有一天。
When a young girl decided to get married and It means that you are determined to be a mother one day.
这就是上帝给每一个女人，上帝给每一个女人就是这样的使命，她要当妈妈。
And God has given every woman, every lady, such a great calling to be a mother.
这不是轻松的，这就是很沉重的，而且会带来痛苦，身体上的痛苦，甚至心灵的痛苦。
It's not a light job, it's a heavy task, and it will bring a lot of pains to us physically and emotionally.
那母亲的喜乐是什么呢？
And what is the happiness of a mother?
母亲的喜乐，我们在一开始所读到的经文当中，今天一开始读的经文当中，其实我们可以看到母亲的喜乐。
And we have read such happiness at the beginning, when we read the verse at the beginning of our message.
母亲的喜乐就是真正的欢喜，这个世上生了一个人啊，给真正的给孩子带来了生命。
And the joy of a mother is a human being has been born into this world. A life has been.
啊，我们这个呢，从两个方面来看，一个方面就是时有孩胎，很痛苦，很难受。啊，然后尤其是生产的过程太痛太痛，哎，但这个孩子一出生，呱呱的，也就是一哭，孩子啼哭声，那妈妈觉得这些苦啊都值得，这个孩子诞生了。
In two perspectives, and one side is when the mother was painful getting pregnant for 10 months, but when the child was delivered, and the mother's all the child and her pains has gone, and she must be very happy.
还有一个圣经也告诉我们什么才是真正的生命呢，就是在基督里得到的生命，那才是真正的生命。
On the other hand, the scripture told you what is the real life, and real life is a life in Christ.
所以一个妈妈把她的孩子带到神的国里，带到基督里，这才是妈妈心中最大的喜乐。
So when a mother brings a child into theKingdom of Christ, and that's the greatest joy of being a mother.
我基本上每一次母亲节，我都会谈到奥古斯丁的妈妈莫妮卡。
Almost every Mother's Day, I will mention Augustine's mother, Monica.
这个莫妮卡呢，她也是个很痛苦的母亲。
Monica was a painful mother.
因为奥古斯丁年轻的时候啊，那简直就是一个就是很糟糕的一个年轻人，让他的妈妈非常的痛苦。
Because when Augustine was young, he was a bad young man.
啊，然后他妈妈呢就为这个儿子啊每天流泪，但他不是只是光哭啊，他流泪祷告。
And that made his mother very painful. But this mother Monica has been weeping for her son every day. But not only weeping, she wept and.Prayed in tears for her son.
啊，那么有一天有个牧师就对莫妮卡就说啊，因为莫妮卡都最后几乎对他这个儿子又绝望了啊，这个牧师就对莫妮卡说，就说你放心吧，就是一个母亲如此多的眼泪，如此多的祷告，那上帝一定会纪念的。
And when Monica was almost desperate, a pastor told her that. Be at ease. You have wept so much for your son, and God will remember such tears and will not let it go.
啊，后来果然奥古斯丁呢，就圣灵临到他，感动他，奥古斯丁就认罪悔改，啊，就成为一个基督徒，并且成为神大用的仆人。
And later, the Holy Spirit was Augustine, and he repented and he became a useful servant of God.
结果。后来，奥古斯丁给他的妈妈，向他妈妈表达感谢哈。
And later, Saint Augustine, showed his gratitude to his mother.
他说，母亲，感谢你，你赐给我双重生命。
He said, Mother, you have given me double life.
在身体方面，你把我生在这个可爱的世界。
In flesh, you have brought me into this lovely world.
在灵魂，你将我生在荣耀的天国。
In spirit, you birthed me into the glorious kingdom of heaven.
他说：“母亲啊，你两次做我的母亲。
Mother, you have been my mother twice.
母亲做一个母亲要承受很多的痛苦。
Being a mother has to bear a lot of pains.
就是要承受很多痛苦。
It has to suffer a lot of pains.
你再不是小姑娘了。
You're no longer a girl.
当妈了。
You're a mother now.
有句话就说女子本弱。
There's a saying that women are weak.
女人一定要讲后面一句话啊。女人呢很弱，但是为母则刚，当了妈妈她就刚强了。
But when she became a mother, she became strong.
那有些妈妈都当妈妈了，还把自己看成小姑娘，那你就要早点刚强起来了。
But some mothers when they have become mothers, they are still think that they are weak, but they should get stronger.
妈妈会承受很多痛苦，会承受很多重担，但是妈妈会得到一个最大的喜乐，男人尝不到的。
Mothers do suffer a lot, but they have a great joy that men never experience.
他给他孩子带来生命。
They brought life to their children.
那最大的喜乐就是让他的孩子的生命乃是在永恒里，在是天国里。
But the greatest joy that their children's life is in Christ is in eternity in heaven.
很多华人的妈妈有一个很响亮的外号。
A lot of our Chinese mothers have a great nickname.
叫 Tiger Mom.
Tiger Moms.
我们都很会推娃，是不是？推孩子，要把孩子推名校啊，推当医生啊，推当律师啊。
We were good at pushing our children to become like lawyers, doctors.
我们其实你看利百家从某种角度上，我觉得也很像所谓 Tiger Mom， 他给孩子都想好了，路都铺好了，你这么去做，那么去做，你如何如何，就跟很多华人妈妈，我觉得利百家跟很多华人妈有很多相似的地方。
To some extent, I think Rebecca was like a Tiger Mom's of the Chinese people, and she prepared all the ways for her son, have paved everything for his future.
他设计孩子的未来。他计划孩子的未来，他甚至告诉孩子你该怎么做，不该怎么做，然后孩子说：“哎呀，万一有后果，我承担。”
She designed her child's future and what he could do, what she could not do, and even like to suffer the losses.
我甚至还听到过，就是有一个小朋友啊，他还感谢神呐、这个神在这个小孩子心中放下这么样的一个感动。当他还很小的时候，小男孩给他妈妈讲，哎呀，就是，哎，我们哪天我们家里也弄一个查经聚会吧，我们爸爸妈妈我们三个坐在一起，我们读读圣经吧。他提出这个提议啊，是当时他很小啊，小男孩提出来的。
I was touched by a young boy. I believe that the Holy Spirit was in this young boy's heart, and the young boy suggested to his parents that let's have a Bible study for three of us.
后来这个妈妈说：“哎呀，我们礼拜天去教会就行了。你平常你那么多培优啊，你那么多补习功课，你有没有好好做呀？”
But the mother said, it's already very good. We go to church every Sunday, but everyday life you have a lot of work to do. You have homework and you have other works to do. We do not have time for that.
我相信这个妈妈对孩子的这个学习的要求，那非常非常大的可能性，这个孩子以后可能真的会去到非常好的大学啊，可能真的会成为就是。工资很高的那种职业人士，这可能性是非常大。你在哪里种，就在哪里收嘛，对不对
？I believe that this mother, while she was strict in her son's homework and schoolwork, I believe that her son will probably go to a very good school and become very successful in the future, because where she sowed, where she will harvest.
但是你是不是真的给你孩子真的给他带来一个永远的生命，完成你作为一个妈妈真正最神圣的天职，就是你要给你孩子带来生命，这个生命是不毁灭的生命，是永远的生命，你是不是能够做到呢？
But have you brought the eternal life to your children, and this life will be incorruptible and will last forever to accomplish the holy task that God has given you?
那就要很认真的考虑了。
And you have to think a lot.
作为一个母亲，神圣的责任就是要给孩子带来生命。
To be a mother, a great and holy task is to bring life to your children.
最重要的，这个生命是在于可以存留到永远、永恒。降生在天国里的生命。
And the most important thing is this life has to be in eternity, burst into the kingdom of heaven.
那我们做母亲的该怎么做呢？
And what should mothers do?
我们 感谢神啊，我们今天带领祷告的弟兄也提到这一处经文，我们一起来看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读箴言的31:30。
Praise the Lord, and the brother who led the prayers also mentioned this verse, and let's read this verse together.
啊，我们一起来读箴言的31:30起。艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚浮的，敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。做妈妈那怎样做呢？
How to be a mother?
敬畏神。
To fear the Lord.
敬畏神。
You should fear the Lord.
你是一个真正敬畏神的母亲，你的孩子也会敬畏神。
When you are a mother, who fears the Lord, and your children will fear the Lord.
有时候我们会看到一些孩子，一些年轻人，对神没有一点点敬畏。
We probably see some young men; they do not have any reverence for God.
对人没有一点点尊敬。
They do not have any respect for man.
我曾经去到一个私立学校，一个收费的学校，有钱人才能去读的学校。
Once I went to a private school, those rich people could go.
然后我去那里参加一个活动，人家让我去那参加一个活动。
Attended the activity there.
在那里我有一个很深的印象，这个都有自己很漂亮的校服啊，然后这个环境都不错啊。
I had a great impression that they all wear their school uniforms and the environment of the school was very good.
但是我一个很深的印象，我没有看到一个年轻人。我们当时很多很多嘛，很多人就是所谓的这个牧者啊，什么一些人去了那里，没有一个年轻人跟我们打招呼啊，示意啊。有时候就是 thank you 啊，没有一个孩子这样讲。
But I had an impression that because we have a lot of pastors who attended that activity there, but not even one of the students there who greeted us or say thank you or any words like that.
穿得很漂亮。
They all wore beautiful clothes.
校服很漂亮，环境很好，一切都很好。
The school uniforms was pretty and the environment was good.
弟兄姊妹也都知道啊，我的孩子是一个特殊孩子啊，特殊孩子。
And brothers and sisters knew I have a daughter and she had a special need.
她一直是读公立学校，然后我一直就接送她嘛，因为她不方便嘛，我每次都是去接她送她去学校，所以我见到很多很多公立学校的孩子。
And she had been attending public schools, and so I actually sent her to school and pick her up every day, and I saw a lot of students in public schools.
然后因为我自己孩子是个特殊孩子，他进那个门呐，有时候我要把门拉住哈，然后他比较方便进去。然后呢，别的小孩看到我这样做，基本上大部分年轻人孩子会说：“哎呦 ，thank you, thank you.”
Because my daughter is in special needs, so every time I hold the door for her, sometimes when other students pass by and almost every time they will say thank you to me.
我感到了受尊敬。
I felt that I was respected.
这是我完全个人的经历。
That's my personal experience.
我不是去给大家做出任何选择学校的建议，或者给你的孩子选择学校的建议，这都不重要。
I'm not giving you any suggestions of choosing a school, which school should go. That's not important.
我也不是说什么所谓公立学校好，私立学校好，我也不是这样。公立学校自杀的孩子也很多，我经常收到这样的信。校园暴力也很多。
I'm not saying that public schools are better than private schools. There are a lot of suicides in public schools and bullies in public schools. I receive a lot of letters like.
其实更简单的说，看到这样的年轻人，我们往往不会去想，他是哪个学校出来，我们会想，他的家庭怎样，他的妈妈怎样。
Actually, when we see such young men, we will not think about which school he goes, and we'll think about his family, what his mother is like, or what his father is like.
避免大家对我刚才说的这些东西的一些误解啊，我再次解释一下，我不是给出大家任何给孩子学校选择学校的建议，我也不是在这里说什么学校好，什么学校不好，我完全不是这样。但是我说的是我个人。从一些孩子成长上面所看到的一些现象。
In order to avoid a misunderstanding, I want to emphasize that I'm not giving you any suggestions of choosing schools, but due to my personal experience, I'm just saying that the family had great influence on their children.
圣经对母亲的建议、劝告，也可以说是要求、命令，是什么呢？
What's the Bible's requirement for mother?
敬畏神
is to fear the Lord.
我希望在座的妈妈们，或者将要成为妈妈们的，敬畏神。
I hope that all the mothers or those mothers to be, you will fear the Lord.
这样你会可能不是那么多痛苦。
And this way, you probably will not have so many pains.
你可能也不会给你孩子。带来很多的痛苦，就像利百加给他的孩子带去的痛苦。
And you will not bring a lot of pains to your children like Rebecca brought pains to her son.
如果当时利百加的心中心存敬畏神的心，她敢不敢那样去骗自己的丈夫呢？
If Rebecca had any fear for the Lord, did she deceive her husband like that?
非常遗憾。那个时候，他心中只有他儿子，没有神。
But we regretly that at that moment she only had her son in her heart.
我们母亲是敬畏神，我们的孩子呢也才能够敬畏神。
When mothers fear the Lord, their children could possibly fear the Lord.
敬畏神的人一生行在神的话语当中，有上帝的保守。
When a person fears the Lord and he will walk in the path of the Lord.
我们一起来读诗篇的111篇第十节。
Let's read the scripture Psalm 111 verse 10.
诗篇111篇第十节，起，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，凡遵行他命令的是聪明人，耶和华是永远当赞美的。感谢神，我们今天是母亲节。
Praise the Lord, today is Mother's Day.
其实圣经中从来没有教导有什么母亲节啊。
But there is nothing that mentions Mother's Day in the Bible.
但是既然有这么一个日子，我们也特别在这个特别的日子，我们从圣经的话语当中来思想母亲的爱应该是怎样的爱。
Since there's such a special day, then let's just consider what is the mother's life from the scriptures.
妈妈有神圣的使命，就是要给孩子带来生命。
A mother has a great calling from God, a holy calling that brings life to their children.
妈妈要承受很多的痛苦，但是如果让孩子有一个真正的生命降生在永恒里，降生在天国的生命，那妈妈的一切的痛苦都变成了喜悦。
Mothers have to suffer a lot of pains for their children, but if they could give the birth to their children into the glorious kingdom of heaven, and all those pains will be gone, become happiness.
还有一点点时间啊，我在这里呢，就是我想把约翰卫斯理的妈妈，她是就是非常非常不错的妈妈啊。约翰卫斯理的妈妈呢，她的几个建议分享给大家。
I will still have some time. I want to share with you John Wesley's mother. She is a very good mother.
约翰卫斯理的妈妈一共生了19个孩子。
John Wesley's mother had 19 children.
然后她养育的19个孩子一定是非常非常不容易啊。
It must be very hard work for such a mother to raise 19 children.
但她的孩子们都成长得非常好。
But all of her children will grow up very good.
人家就问，你有什么建议啊，可以给我们做母亲的分享。
When other people ask her about suggestions of being a mother,
结果呢，她就给出6条建议。
And she gave 6 suggestions.
第一个建议呢，就是战胜孩子的意志，靠上帝的力量来拯救孩子的灵魂。
And the first suggestion is that subdue self-will in the child and those working together with God to save the child's soul.
战胜孩子的意志就是说，不 不能什么都听孩子的，简单的说，不能什么都听孩子的。
Subdue the self-rule of a child is that you can, you should not listen to your child in everything.
啊，对，要听神的。
You should listen to God.
这有当好妈妈的潜质啊。
There's a potential to be a good mother.
最重要的呢，要拯救孩子的灵魂。
The most important to save your child's soul.
啊，孩子的灵魂需要被拯救。
A child's soul needs to be saved.
啊，你每个人每个妈妈看到自己的小姑娘小儿子觉得哦这么漂亮像天使一样，她也是一个有罪的灵魂，她也需要被拯救。
Every mother sees her child, a boy, a little boy, a little girl, so cute, so lovely, but they are also sinners, need to be saved.
她要被拯救的第一步就是她的意志，这个孩子的愿望要被征服。
And the first step that the child was saved is that his will need to be subdued.
孩子只要会说话，就教他祷告。
And teach a child to pray as soon as he can speak.
啊，这是第二个。
That's the second.
第三个呢，孩子就在那里，就是哭闹的想要的东西绝对不给。
And the third is that give him nothing he cries for.
啊，当然了，那有一些人说，那我孩子都长大了，那要东西从来不哭的，他说一句就给他。
And you probably say that my child has grown up, and when she asks for something, he never cries.
啊，他我如果不给他，他发脾气，哎呀，我还是给他。
If I didn't give him, and he will lose his temper, so I usually give him.
啊，那个约翰威斯理妈妈不是这样说的，就是你发脾气、你哭闹的时候要一定不给。
And what John Wesley's mother meant is that when you lose your temper, when you cry for things, she will not give it to him.
只有当孩子有礼貌的、尊重的提出合理的，才给。
And she will only give what is good for him when he asks politely.
如果孩子第一次犯错，然后就承认错误并且悔改。那就绝对不惩罚。
And if the child confessed a fault, which behaved and repented, and he repented of that sin, then it will not punish him.
首先啊，我们看啊，第一次，不是第二次、第三次啊，第一次。
My emphasis is that it's the first time. If it is first time.
然后呢，这里没有说这个错误的后果，就是你摔了一个杯子，你撞了一台车，都没事。
Didn't talk about the consequence if you broke a cup or you hit a car.
但是只要这个孩子认错了，并且愿意悔改。
As long as this child confessed and repented.
那就绝对不惩罚。
Then you will not punish him.
当然了，如果他不认错不悔改，那你摔了个杯子也要惩罚。
But if he did not confess his fault, his sins, and repent, and it will punish him.
那更不要说造成更大的后果，那更不要说了。
Not to think about even worse consequences.
孩子如果有好的行为呢，要鼓励甚至奖赏。
And comment and encourage and reward good behavior.
那对孩子做出的承诺呢？一定要兑现。
And strictly observe all promises you have made to your child.
这就是六个。
These are six suggestions.
我们把约翰威斯利的妈妈，的这六个建议呢，就是供大家参考了。当然，这也不是圣经上的话哈。
I will just share with you these suggestions given by John Wesley's mother. This is not from the scripture, but I would just want to share with you.
那么圣经上的话呢，当然对母亲的教导。我们今天就看到这一处，当妈妈的要敬畏神。
So today we only look at this one requirements from the scriptures to a mother is to fear the Lord.
当这个奥古斯丁的妈妈莫妮卡要离世的时候，56岁。
And when Augustine's mother Monica was on her deathbed, it was about 56 years old.
我们知道这个妈妈，这个是可以说流泪的母亲呐、啊，一辈子很痛苦，但是到最后心里充满了喜悦，因为她的儿子认罪悔改，成为基督徒了。
We can call this mother a weeping mother. She had been in great pain, but later in her later life, and she was in great joy.
啊，然后最后他就对奥古斯丁就说啊，临时就说我现在对这个世界已经毫无留恋之处了，我的愿望已经完全满足了，心中充满喜悦。
While she was about to leave the world, she said to her son Augustine, "My son, I have no desires for this world anymore. My wishes has all come true."
啊，就是你今天成为基督徒，并且成为神的仆人，超过我所求所想啊。那么，那我还求什么呢
？And you become a Christian and you become a servant of God. This has surpasses all what I can think of and expect and desire.
那讲完这个话，莫妮卡就离世归主。
And after he said those words, he died.
然后呢，奥古斯丁就说：“妈妈，感谢你给我双重生命，一个把我降生在这个美丽的世界，第二个生命将我降生在荣耀的天国。”
And Augustine said that, "Mother, you have given me double life. In flesh, you have brought me into this lovely world, and in spirit, you have burst me into the glorious kingdom of heaven."
我很快，我过两天我回去看我的妈妈。我妈妈现在在很大的身体的病痛。痛苦当中。
In a couple of days, I will go back to China to visit my mom, and well, she is in great pain physically.
我能怎样安慰我的妈妈呢
？How can I comfort my mom?
我可能会带一些去疼药片。
I probably will bring some pain relievers.
但我会告诉她。
But I will tell her.
我说我是降生在天国里的。
I will say to her that I have burst into the Kingdom of Heaven.
我妈妈也是信主的。
My mom believes in the Lord too.
她说，我们以后我们都有永远的生命在天国里。
We all have eternal life in heaven.
我相信我的妈妈听到这话，她会有喜悦。
I believe that when my mom hears such word, she will be in great joy.
她身上的病痛、痛苦，她因为我这个儿子给她这辈子带来的痛苦。都会被喜悦所淹没。
And all her pains, all the pains that I brought to her will be covered by this rejoice.
所以最后呢，我也想，我们在座的也有做孩子的。
And finally, I believe there were children in this room.
我们也希望我们在座的孩子们，让我们的妈妈们。心里有真正的喜悦，不要给我们的妈妈们带去痛苦。
If our children, you should bring joy to your mother instead of pains.
我怎样给我的妈妈带来心中真正的喜悦呢？就是我信靠主耶稣基督，跟从主耶稣基督，我活得像一个有永生的人。
How can I bring joy to my mother? Is that I live a life, an act of the life that I have eternal life.
行事为人与我所得的恩典要相称。
What I behave, what I do, will be in accordance with the grace I have received.
我这样会让我的妈妈再多的痛苦都可以变成喜悦。
This will bring my mother's pains into joy.
因为我妈妈她是爱我。
Because my mom loves me.
她最希望看到就是看到我在。基督里荣耀的生命活出来。
What my mother expects most, hopes most, is that I have a glorious life in Christ.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
And Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们也为在座的母亲们来祷告。
We pray for all the mothers here.
感谢神，你把你的话语借着圣经赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your words through the Bible.
让我们从圣经的话语当中能够明白神对我们的心意，尤其是对母亲们的心意。
And from the scriptures, we know God's will for us, especially for mothers.
我们也愿意神加添我们母亲们的力量。我们知道他们要承担很重的担子，他们心中要承受很多很多的难处，甚至痛苦。
We ask God to give all the mothers strength because they will suffer a lot of heavy burdens.
我们愿意神，让我们的母亲 能够从神的话语当中能够真正得到神所赐的带领，神所赐的平安，神所赐的智慧。
We pray that all mothers will receive guidance and wisdom and peace from the words of God.
我们也为在座的还是做儿女的、做孩子的来祷告。
We pray for those still being children.
让我们这些做儿女的能够真正的能够让我们的母亲心中带来真正的喜悦，而不是加增他们的愁苦和重担。
So we will bring true joy to our mothers instead of bringing them pains.
那就是我们真正的来信靠跟从主耶稣基督，活出一个永远的生命、荣耀的生命来，我们的母亲心中就充满了喜悦。
That's to believe and follow the Lord Jesus Christ and to live out a glorious life that will bring great joy to our mothers.
我们知道，就靠我们自己是很难，是可能做不到。
We know that this is not something that we can do by ourselves.
但是我们知道，靠神乃是凡事都能。
But we know that it is possible with God.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.